Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sox last night, as heard here on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, they win a game they had to win. If they lost consecutive games to the A's, that was looking listless. 4-2 was the deficit. They came back and won it in extra innings. What do we have here now? We have one more game today against the A's, and they go on the road
to Tampa
for six. They come back for three, mm-hmm. and that's the regular season. So mm-hmm. magic number is 8. And I guess, do you think that the fans... So I think if you ask Craig Breslow in an honest moment, or Alex Cora, if making the playoffs was a successful season, just making it, they would say yes. Would you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that.
Especially the seasons that they're coming off of.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
That's... I mean, Cora basically said it to us when he said... If you would have told them at spring training, 2 weeks left in the season, that they'd be a playoff team, he would have been like, what? Oh, we'll take that. You know right. what I mean? So he basically told us getting into the playoffs is a successful season.
You tell me for Myers, you know, we're in a playoff spot going into a save with 2 weeks left, I would have taken it.
Yeah.
The three matchups they've got left, though, like they're not ending on an easy note by any means. Like,
no.
these are all games that they need to do well. These series they need to do well with. And again, I'll say it again and again and again. Wiggy was spot on when they had a nice little cushion and they had easy matchups and they dropped the ball with those.
Right.
Because looking at where they stand right now to go against the Rays, then the Blue Jays, and then end with the Tigers is not exactly where you want to be.
Right. Other than the Rays, the other two teams are really good. So it's going to, you know, you really got to make sure that you're bringing it, because if you don't, then it becomes an epic fail. And then the question becomes, is Cora's job in jeopardy?
Yeah. I feel like if they get to the playoffs and they just lose, so it's best of three on the all three on the road in the mm-hmm. wild card. If they lose just back to back games, I feel like fans will be kind of pissed off.
Right.
But in general, going into next year with a healthy Roman Anthony, with an offseason to invest, I think fan base will be
bounce back right away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to do something that I usually do, but I am delegating responsibility today. We're going to open up the weather window here. Ooh, Jack, what's the weather looking like?
Well, hello there, Curtis. It is cloudy right now in Boston. A little bit of drizzle out there. It'll clear up by the early afternoon. And high of 69 today. Gronk would love that.
I have a question for you, Jack. Totally random question.
Sure.
What is your favorite Boston sports moment of all time?
Nathan Horton's game, double overtime winner against the Canadians in Game 7 in 2011.
Just read the weather, weather boy.
Oh, jeez, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I just broke it up with somebody, and I was upset, and I went to...
You broke up with the person, or you were broken up with?
I think I was broken up with.
What happened?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Yeah. I went to a bar, and I was alone, but I was with like 200 other Bruins fans, and then, you know, I became friends with 200 people in 1 second. It was really fun.
That was awesome. People forget, because of the psychotic nature of his post-playing career, that run by Tim Thomas is as good as any Boston athlete's mm-hmm. ever had. the saves in that Canadiens double overtime, mm-hmm. the breakaway was a jaunt that had a breakaway, and he puts his pads up, slides halfway on the ice.
They had a stick save against Vancouver. Uh-huh. That was
stack of the pads, Curtis.
Yep. I was here with the DA show the night they won it all in Vancouver when Greg was partying with Whitey Bulger. Anyway, thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
He was.
Whitey Bulger?
My dad partying with Whitey Bulger.
Oh, but Greg wasn't with him.
Well, we don't know. Oh. But yeah, he was in, that was the game.
What am I going to do with this bulge in my pants?
Is that with the, was that with the water bottle, right? No, that was at the the water bottle Vancouver series.
I think that was because it was Nathan Horton who brought the water from the Garden Ice and put it, because it was all up until Game 7 had been, each team had won all the games on their home ice, and so they were playing their fourth game, the fourth game in Vancouver, and Horton put the water on there, and the rest, as they say, is history. So thank you, Jackson, for that. Looking forward to this weekend as well. We just did a little bit on the Sox. What do you think, Wiggs, if you had to guess right now, is the big story Monday? Is it that the Patriots, for the first time in two seasons, win consecutive games? Or is it a back down to reality, T.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers come to Gillette and disrupt the Patriots season?
I think it's Drake May played well again. The back-to-back thing, I mean, I wouldn't have known about it until you said it. I think it's going to be more fans are like, okay, Josh and Drake look good again. Is this what we're going to see the remainder of the year? And then if they beat Pittsburgh, good football team, Vrabel is looking like he's doing something that we haven't seen here in a while, which is putting together a good football team, a playoff contender. So I think that will be what we're talking about on Monday.
Now, do we think Christian Gonzalez, because he was seen at practice yesterday, we're going to see him?
I don't think he plays. I mean, I personally don't think he plays. I think they'll probably hold out on him this week, and then maybe he'll get some action next week.
Then why have him practice this week?
I guess maybe to just, test him a little bit.
Ramp him up.
Yeah, see where he's at.
What does the professor expect this weekend? Oh, by the way, big game today, Cambridge, Weston School.
Oh, no, we had one yesterday. We lost. To his credit, there was a kid on the other team that we played, one of the better young soccer players I've ever seen in my life.
Did you do an age check for him, ask for birth certificate?
I didn't. Okay. He was very talented. He scored 5 goals against us.
Oh, what? Damn.
Yeah, he was, one of which was a bicycle kick. He was very talented.
So how are you going to change things up? Did you have a players only meeting after?
We're dealing with some injuries and stuff. We got a good conditioning practice today lined up. Kurt.
Then,
very
excited. In-game adjustments, try to run a double team on him or something like that.
Oh, trust me, we did.
And he still scored 5 goals.
Wiggy, he was very, very good.
How old is he? What year?
I believe he's a senior.
Okay, thank God.
Thank God. Is he going? Is he just going straight to the pros?
That's a good question, Curtis. I have no idea.
What do you think?
I didn't ask.
What do you
think? I didn't want to ask.
What are you looking for this weekend, Coach?
To be honest, I'm looking for a back-to-back good performance from Drake May. I would like back-to-back wins. I think that's the ideal situation. But to me, it's more important that Drake May and Josh McDaniels string together back-to-back great offensive performances, because if you're doing that, you're showing consistency and the ability to do it for, hopefully a season long instead of just a week here and a week there. We need to see it in back-to-back weeks. You're facing a tough pass rush with T.J. Watt on the field. This Steelers defense is generally, at least they come to play at the very least. They may not be the best in football, but Tomlin generally has them prepared. They're generally a well-coached team. So offensively, I am looking for Drake May to have another really good week.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a close game. I feel Aaron Rodgers is just such I have no idea what to expect from him.
No.
Because he's looked 100 years old. And then he's looked like he's vintage.
He made
Aaron
a throw
Rodgers.
In the beginning of that Seahawks game on the run to the right, out of the pocket. That looks it was arguably one of the better throws made in the NFL this year, except Pat Freiermuth dropped it. It was an absolute seed.
Yeah.
And they probably should have. That's a game that they probably should have won. But the kid with the kickoff return,
Caleb Johnson. Yeah.
Rodgers didn't have his best game. But he looks better in Pittsburgh than he did last year with the Jets.
That's easy to do, though.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So, the Pittsburgh is a better coach team, better football team. Rodgers is probably in a better headspace mentally. So This is going to be a good test for the Patriots.
I just wonder if the week one against the Jets, it was a revenge game for Aaron Rodgers, and that's why he came out so strong. And now we're going to see kind of down to earth what Aaron Rodgers is.
Well, you're also seeing too, after that Buffalo beatdown, the Jets defense just may not be very good, and the Jets in general may not be very good. So I think that might be one of the reasons why Rodgers also looked so good in week one, and then against a very good Seahawks defense, he struggled.
But that could be why Drake May looked so good against Miami.
That also true. Yeah, but Sam Darnold lit up the Steelers, so I think Drake May can too.
If Drake May comes back to earth, that will be the national storyline, that Drake only was good against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's been bad against two other teams.
Yeah.
So still, it's going to be up and down. Obviously, a lot to learn. I have a question that I ask often. What are we doing? And it pertains to a really pissed off Adam Schefter yesterday. I don't get Adam Schefter. I know he comes on this radio station. You should listen to him every time he comes on. But he is the biggest prima donna of anybody I have ever heard. Like, he gets so mad when people directly quote something he actually said. And then he has a million excuses about why he said it. I'll get to all that coming up next. But right now, here's Courtney with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. It took 10 innings, but the Sox take the second matchup with the A's, a 5-4 walk-off win. Alex Cora talked about the bullpen and the young guys growing up before our eyes from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
That's the thing about Zach. We saw what happened yesterday, right? He was really, really good. What's happened next? And throughout the last, you know, his last 2 years is the up and downs, right? And he went out there, did an amazing job. The kid is going to face lefties all the time. And, you know, what was the last pitch? 97, I think it was. And a lot of emotion. A lot of guys grew up today. And that's where we are, too. You know, like, it's not like we have a bunch of veterans that know what happens in October. So that was a huge learning experience for those two guys.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Alex Cora gave an update on Willier Abreu before the game last night, saying Abreu will not be playing tonight, but he's still on the road to return. They've got another one with the Athletics today. 1:35 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. The Bruins take the ice for the first time in training camp today. Training camp started yesterday. David Pastrnak will not be participating as he's dealing with tendonitis.
What's up with that? Like, how do you have tendonitis to start a camp?
I don't know.
Too much golf at Woodland.
Could have been. That was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending. Why is Curtis so upset with Adam Schefter? That's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Binary system. That's Aaron Rodgers, the biggest douche in sports, getting ready to come to Gillette Stadium this weekend. Looking forward to that. 1 o'clock. I love the 1 o'clock Sunday game.
Same.
So great.
More 1 o'clock games. And I, after their loss last week, some people were saying, yeah, Aaron Rodgers called out his receiver for running the wrong route, or but he did it in such a professional way. I'm sorry. Like, I understand the second interception he had was not on him, but he just can't. And maybe this is just me being a hater. He can't not come off like a douche.
No.
That's the issue I have. Like, even if he's being professional in the way in which he's calling out one of his teammates, you're still calling out one of your teammates. Wow. I don't like it. It gives me the ick.
Yeah, it's because you don't like him. He's right. Already, in your mind, it's like when you see him, you already see douche.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what he said.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But well, I was just going to say, before we continue on, I do just want to give a Odyssey app appreciation out. Leo Chininis, big listener of the show, listens every morning. It's my best friend's son. He's he's turning two. But he listens every morning. He was very upset we just went to commercial break.
Oh.
So we are back now. He is listening along with his brother, Ollie. So they're listening this morning. Good morning, boys.
Right,
I hope that
up?
You have a good day.
Leo and Ollie.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Is his name just Ollie, or is that Ollie short for something?
Nope, Ollie.
All right.
Yep.
I love it. Leo's parents, very, very sweet people.
Yes,
they
yes.
were at the Capitol Grill a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. They come to a lot of events. Yeah.
The opposite of Leo Chinchinas is Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron is a complete and utter DB. The only thing that really rubbed me the wrong way was the whole thing with the Jets, like the revenge game. Doesn't that, like, you got paid $100 million to suck.
Yep.
And then you get back there and you're like, I'm happy we beat them. There's a lot of people I hate in this building. It's like, what do you think they feel about you?
Right.
They paid you $100 million. You blew out your ACL.
Not like a good revenge game, though.
His Achilles. But then also then he was so upset with the fact that they had him fly to New York to then fire him. It's like, so you think that that was a conversation that should just be held over the phone? I don't know. I think that he is somebody who just, no matter what is going on in life, has something to complain about. That's I think that's how I feel about him.
Let me tell you, those people, the worst.
Yeah.
Brandon in Boston. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call. So my pick for Sunday is the Steelers. You know, you're going against Aaron Rodgers and Mike T. So, you know, they've seen every defense in the sun, under the sun. So, you know, for me, I expect them to throw different blitz packages at Drake May because, you know, we know that he's a turnover machine, but I think they're going to test him, rattle his cage and see if he can make throws on a run. Or is he going to extend plays or make the decision to throw it out of bounds? But if you're facing a team that has six penalties out of two games, you have 21 coming into this game out of two games. It's just ridiculous. So what does that tell me? That, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are more disciplined than you. And then Aaron Rodgers is immaculate with his hard count. So expect that defense to always jump at him. So, you know, I expect them to, you know, beat them. Probably it's a good 27-13 type of game. And by the way, their wide receivers and running backs are averaging more yardage than the wide receivers and running backs on the Patriots as well. So, you know, it's going to be a hard test.
Brandon, you a big Steelers fan?
Not a Steelers fan. I'm a Rams fan.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
But
Rams fan.
Yeah, I look at
the Steelers have had a lot of trouble running the football.
But I look at this game, though. This would be a big signature win for Drake May.
Yeah.
Because the Steelers are a good football team. Like, you know,
they were a playoff team last year.
Regardless of how you feel of Mike Tomlin, you know, whether or not he deserves credit, is he overrated, is he underrated, he's a good football coach. That's a good football team. They got a good defense. They got one of the best, you know, five players on defense in the NFL. I don't know, you know, some people would add T.J. Watt is the best defensive player in the NFL, but he's up there, right? We can all agree on that. So you're getting a good football team. A well-coached football team. You got them at home. This is a great opportunity for you. When's the last signature win that the Patriots have? You talked about the back-to-back wins. When's the last win where you go, that was a good win, by the Patriots against a really good football
team. Well, you thought it was last year against the Bengals, and then that went downhill very fast.
Yeah, somebody overreacted to that. A
couple people did.
I mean, people thought it was all about the coach.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We burned the tapes.
Yep. You bring up the coaching for the Steelers, and Ben Volen just had a tweet kind of posting exactly what Mike Tomlin said about the Patriots, and mm-hmm. it was very Bill Belichick-esque. Like, he could go through every guy that's starting for the Patriots right now and dissect exactly their strengths and their mm-hmm. weaknesses, and I think that is where the Steelers have the upper hand here. Mike Vrabel's a great coach, but Mike Tomlin does not get the credit he deserves year after year for what the product he puts out on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think, though, with Aaron Rodgers, if the Steelers don't make the playoffs, if they have a subpar year, because Ken, he's plugged into Western Pennsylvania, and the fan base there is not big on Mike Tomlin.
No.
Which is just so weird to me.
Yeah, because I think with Mike Tomlin, he has the regular season success. He gets the team to the postseason. But other than that one year where people are like, well, a lot of those guys were Bill Cowher holdovers, they haven't been able to do much when they get to the postseason. And that's where he gets judged by Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
Is their last playoff win the game before the AFC Championship they lost here in the 2016 season?
Yeah, it's like 9 years ago.
I believe so, yeah.
Wow, yeah, that is a long time. We're going to get to what are we doing here in a second, but in case you missed it, we're live on Twitch, and that is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. Diamonds, watches, necklaces, earrings, if you're in the market for something special, especially diamonds, please reach out to our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The best selection at the best price is springersjewelers.com. All right, do we have the audio there, Scheimer? All right, so Adam Schefter went on Get Up.
All right.
In the aftermath of the 40 million people watched Game of the Year Super Bowl rematch Eagles-Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. And he told the abhorrent Marcus Spears and others that the reason the Eagles won the game was not because of anything that night. It was because of what happened in March of last year when the league failed to ban the tush push. So 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia had Adam Schefter on and were obviously pissed because as Philly fans, they felt that they were being, I don't know, mischaracterized or the win was being slighted by the national media. And here's how that went.
You know when that game was lost? The game was lost when Travis Kelce dropped a pass that became an interception that gave the Eagles the ball. The game was lost when Andy Reid made the decision to go for it on 4th and 1 from his own 36 that gave the Eagles a field goal, a gimme field goal in the third quarter. The game was lost when Harrison Butker missed a field goal that would have been a 3-point. So that's when the game was lost.
Okay, so John, so why the sensitivity then?
Because you just said it was a fact that the Eagles lost. You said the game was won on Get Up. You said the game was won because of the tush push. That was not fact. And you just said it was fact again. It wasn't won because of the tush push.
It was one of the factors involved in that game.
You didn't say that.
Stop that play. Oh, okay. Well, you know what, John? I'm not going to go into Get Up when I got 20 seconds. Well, they did this and they did that and they did this.
Well, weren't they bigger? Okay, were they bigger factors or were they less factors? Because I think Travis Kelce and that interception was a bigger factor in the Chiefs losing than the tush push. Andy Reid twice going out of character was a bigger decision. Butker missing a field goal was a bigger than the tush push, which accounted for 5 yards in the game.
John, fine. What does that have to do with my opinion on the tush-push? Again, people are mistaken. So I'm not giving the Eagles flowers for making other plays? Okay, good. They did make those plays. Again, bravo. Excellent. They won the game. Great job. Okay?
Okay,
but people feel cheated that I didn't salute them for stopping them on 4th and 1 or coming up with a big pick? I'm just talking about the tush-push and the ire it's raised across the league and across the country. People all worked up. I've never been one that's been worked up about it or against the play.
So, two things. One, if you go on TV and you say something, your excuse can't be, what do you expect? I was on TV. You can say, I in hindsight, I didn't mean what I said, but mm-hmm. this is something, we used to have this issue with Schefter on the old show all the time. We would label a segment that he joined with a quote he gave us. And then he would call our bosses and be like, what is going on? I'm getting ripped left and right. It's like, if you say it, stand behind it.
Right.
And the only thing I hate about the tush push is how much oxygen it takes from the NFL every week. Like, it's a play that's legal. Why can't everybody learn to effing do it? Why is it just the Eagles that are able to do it? It's not like there is some unique, you know, you need to be as fast as Kyler Murray or as big as Big Ben or like, it's just
I think you just need to be have a strong quarterback, and Jalen Hurts is very strong when it comes to getting that leg drive to push. But it also helps that you have those guys. I told you, the Patriots did it, and it wasn't like so much like the Eagles, but Hunter Henry comes in motion and pushes Drake May.
But to call it an advantage, no. It's an advantage for you having that strong quarterback no matter what.
Right.
Like,
right.
To say that it should be eliminated because it's such a strong advantage for... So what? We're going to start taking away certain things that are advantages for the Chiefs or right. for any of these other teams?
No,
that
it's just stupid with the tush-push
thing. Well, especially because even if you took the tush-push away, I bet Jalen Hurts is basically as successful as Tom Brady was on QB sneaks right. because Jalen Hurts is that strong and he's smart about it. Like, he understands how to do a QB sneak. So, yeah, does it become slightly less effective? Sure. He's still going to score every touchdown on the 1 yard line right. because he squats 600 pounds.
Yeah, stop them from getting into those situations and you take the tush push out of the game. I agree with the guy whoever the host of that show was.
John Kincaid.
The game was lost, and I said this to your homegirl, the colorist there. I said, the game was lost because of Travis Kelce dropping the football, which ultimately led to an interception. Then Philly went down and scored the touchdown and ended up going up 20-10. If Kansas City scores in that situation and a touchdown, they go up 17-13. I think that Kansas City wins that football game. Yeah. That's where the game was lost.
And it's like, it's a great point by Scheim. What was Brady's success rate? 99.5% in his career on 4th and 1 or shorter?
Even if it's 95%, that's still ridiculously
yeah.
high.
Right. Yeah. And the thing that's also, I guess, frustrating about it is that they're saying, oh, this guy was offsides. This guy was here. It's like...
That's the only thing that I will say is if you're going to do that, then the officials got to make sure that they're seeing that maybe those guys leaving a hair early. Or the only thing I would like the NFL to do is allow the linebackers to push the defensive linemen, very similar to how the quarterback is able to get pushed by, you know, a tight end or whoever's behind
them. I think the NFL also loves this because the Eagles have been very boring for the first 2 weeks of the season.
And I will tell you, my conspiracy theory yesterday when seeing this and hearing Schefter, the NFL wanted this rule to be in place. They don't like the tush push. They want it gone. So, what better time than after the most watched regular season game on any channel on a Sunday in the history of the NFL to have your leading newsmaker on their biggest Monday morning show blaming that rule for why the Eagles won the game? If you want to get, and then all the things that were given after that, which is, does the tuck rule survive the season? Will they make changes? I mean, the tuck rule, the
tush push
rule survive the season. The NFL, being a 10% stakeholder now in ESPN, may have more editorial control on what these guys are saying as opposed to what a coach would say to a broadcaster, I don't know, if you were meeting on a Friday before a game on Sunday. So the NFL doesn't want this to be.
Why? Here. I don't know. Why doesn't the NFL want it?
I don't know. They've gone out of their way. I think Roger Goodell spoke out against it in the offseason.
Like, every team can do it, like Courtney said. So why wouldn't you? My only thing is give the linebackers the same advantage.
All right.
Other than that, you can keep it there.
We have been a big listener of the show, the great Rob Ninkovich, number 50 in your hearts, number 1 on the line, right here on the Greg Hill Show. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
What's up? We're back. We are back.
Love it. Super Bowl,
right, Nick? No, I'm not going there yet.
Okay.
But listen, the whole tush-push issue for me, the play is boring. It's boring. I think that's why the NFL doesn't like it. They don't like it. They don't like the boringness of even the name of it, the tush-push. Like, it couldn't be like the rhino roll or like the bull push or something. The tush push. It's boring, but I get it. You can't take away a team's advantage if they are built to do something a certain way. That's like saying, oh, if you're built to run the football, then you shouldn't do that if you're having success. You shouldn't do that. We don't want you to have success if you're built a certain way. So as a defender, I would look at every – when we're on the one-yard line and we know what's coming, you look at every single dude and you say, you know what they're going to do here. It's up to us to try and stop it. So you can't create a rule to stop a team from doing something that they have success with just because other teams are upset that they can't stop it.
I'm curious, Nick, how do you think Bill would have I don't know if he has, but if he did, what do you think Bill would have done to successfully defend the tush push? Is there anything that other teams aren't doing that he would maybe have thought of?
Well, we definitely would have done some type of quick move motion. So, like, you start a little bit wide, and at one moment, in one instant, you have a linebacker screaming move as loud as you can, and everybody jumps as quickly as they can in or out. Because those guys, you got to think, the offensive line, you even saw they false started one of the plays. They didn't call it, but they're on a hairpin trigger. What that means is they're so ready to go that if anything makes them like move just a little bit, they're already off. So you have to try and get them in the mentality of, or dude, listen, one time we were playing the 49ers at home. I think that was the year that was like kind of misting. It was like a misty, nasty home game. We were playing the 49ers.
Was that the game with the kick return from the offensive lineman, like went down to the one?
That was the Green Bay game.
Oh, Green Bay, sorry.
Were you thinking Green Bay? That was with Dan Connolly.
That's right, sorry.
But there was a certain instance we're on the goal line, and they had one of the biggest offensive linemen I have ever seen, like one of the biggest. And in before the game, I knew, like, okay, if I try to go head up on this guy, he's going to beat me because he's so much bigger than me. So before the snap, I said, dude, I'm going to run through your face, and I know you can't stop me. And I got him so pissed off. I got him so mad. Before the snap, I twitched, and he jumped offside.
Mm. Oof.
Because, so it's trying to, like, you got to come up with little things. And other teams are trying to take the legs out of, like, I think Kansas City almost stopped it. Like, if you look at Chris Jones, he literally was a little too high. He hit Jalen Hurts in the perfect place, and he would have probably stopped him if he was a little bit lower. But he got on top of Jalen Hurts, and he kind of fell forward. So you just have to try and come up with something that, or how about this? Like Wiggy said, don't get down to the 1 yard line. You know, like try to play defense and not put yourself in that position. But the game within the game. I mean, think back to the Ravens playoff game where we had the double pass. You know, with Julian and Danny Amendola. Remember, we came up with some of those weird formations where teams were really upset that we had Humana Unai in a legal formation, but we were throwing the ball to him. He was uncovered because they thought that the extra tackle, which we had reported as a tackle, they thought that was illegal. So it was a big issue that we came up with three plays back-to-back that they couldn't cover.
Right. That's what led to Deflategate, because that led Harbaugh to be pissed to Brady saying they should know the rules to call his old buddy Pagano to get the football that started the chaos.
That was ridiculous because we beat them by 40 after they filled the footballs back up. So that one was so ridiculous. The amount of money that people put into lawyer fees in general was for the stupidest reason ever. But anyway, let's move past that.
Right.
Which, you know, Tom was suspended for the first four games of the next season, and we won the Super Bowl anyway, and I'm sure the ball pressure was perfect.
Yeah.
So
I have a question.
But anyway.
But quickly, Nick, what do you think, and what do players make of Aaron Rodgers? Do people just roll their eyes at him? Is he as good as Brady said he's the best passer at his prime in the history of the NFL? What do you think of Aaron Rodgers, the guy, and as a quarterback?
Honestly and truthfully, before, when he had that injury, I didn't think he was ever going to come back. I didn't. And I'll put that out there. I didn't think he was going to get back to the level of playing in the NFL again, because once you're old and you have that injury, especially in Achilles, I kind of enjoy his where he's at right now and the way that he's talking about, you know, just the Jets in general and trying to beat everybody that he was going against. He does have one of the cleanest and quickest releases of any quarterback I've ever seen. And if you look at techniques of how to throw a football, he kind of goes against all the proper ways, you know, setting your feet, putting, you know, basically throws the ball without his feet on the ground, which is insane how he can generate so much spin and torque and quickness on a football without having his footwork right.
But it's awesome for me, especially playing against a guy that is a Hall of Famer back, you know, 2015, 2016. And when you have to game plan against him in general, he's crafty. I mean, if you watch some of his ball fakes last week, he had guys running the wrong way. You know, just with his the way that he goes through his progressions. And, I mean, ayahuasca, whatever it is, I think he's, you know, I think he's entertaining to listen to when he's having his interviews and they're asking him questions and his philosophies of, you know, how everything works. But right. He is generationally, you know, as far as his mechanics and how he throws a football, special.
Well, Nick, you're special. We appreciate you calling in. Hope to see you soon. You going to be at Gillette Sunday?
I will. So I will be there. I will be there to support my man Jules.
Right.
Congratulations to Julian. I'll be doing some little Pepsi thing before the game. Mm-hmm. So I will be there with the family. And, you know, the one thing I would say about this last week, which I'm very excited, if you see Drake May with protection, I mean, the guy can get it done. So protection is the key to this whole thing. And then the marriage between him and Josh, if they can continue to grow and gain confidence with each other, I mean, it's very exciting to watch,
Nick,
to see if they can put this thing together.
That one play Drake May made when he stepped up in the pocket, avoided the pressure, and then hit Ramondre down the sideline was, I think, so far the best throw he's made in his career. And, like, the guys did a great job holding a pocket, allowed him to step up. He was confident enough to step up into it. Like, I thought that was the kind of the turning point here, where maybe now it's kind of, all right, let's go all
up. Put your pants back on.
Yeah, it's so hot when Shime talks ball.
My God, I love it so much.
He's a very good, you know, as far as his ability to get out of situations, use his legs. I mean, he understands how to get out of the situation, how to use his athletic ability. But just like that play, for instance, being able to avoid something and then still having your eyes downfield, a lot of young quarterbacks, when the first or second option is not available, they panic a little bit, and then the rush is getting to you, so you pull your eyes down and you start looking around at the rush. For him to be able to, you know, see what's coming after him, move a little bit, and then get your eyes back downfield, see the guy that's wide open, throw a strike, big play, you know, I think those are all great things that we hopefully can see more of.
All right, Nick, we'll have fun with Jules this weekend at the Hall of Fame induction. And
see you Saturday.
At Gillette on Sunday. Always appreciate you listening and calling in, Rob.
All right, Wiggy. See you, buddy.
I'll see you, buddy.
There's Rob Ninkovich. We have the president of the Boston Red Sox, or not the president, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, joins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just in 15 minutes. Oh, man, Shime. You know how to hit me right in the feels. Great tune there.
Song rips.
It is great. Right now, Greg's on his second Eggs Benedict up in Woodstock, Vermont. Lovely day. Are they golfing today or was the golf yesterday?
I don't know if they were necessarily golfing.
Oh, it's not a golfing thing.
What Greg's at?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was like a big event last night with Subaru, and he was hosting it or speaking at it. But he did post a golf bag at Woodstock Inn that was signed by Keegan Bradley.
Oh, which is very look cool. at that. Well, yeah. The Ryder Cup is what? 2 weeks away? 1 week away? When is the Ryder Cup, Shimer?
I don't know exactly the date. I'll find out.
It'll be soon. Coming up, that was a wonderful rejoin. We got the...
8 days away.
Craig Breslow will join us in about 5 to 10 minutes. We're going to take John in the car. Then we're going to get to the legendary moments that highlight a great Edelman and Bill Parcells. But right now, John wants to talk about pushing tushes. Hi, John. John,
hi, am I on?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly fine. What's on your mind?
So just all this push-tush talk reminds me of a short story by Kurt Vonnegut. It's called Harrison Bergeron. It's about 20 pages. I highly recommend. It's a great read. It's one of my favorite short stories, but it's basically about a society in the future where everyone has to be completely equal and you get penalized for, you know, being doing something better than somebody else. It's really, really funny, and I love it. So just a read suggestion. Could I get a douche move ruling?
Certainly.
So my wife and I and my younger daughter went down to see my older daughter at college, and there's a local pastry shop. They have the best chocolate chip muffins ever.
Yum.
So I go to get chocolate chip muffins. I ask my wife, do you want one? She says no. I get one for me and my daughter. My daughter eats hers. My wife says, can I have half of yours? I change my mind. And I'm like, sure. I'm like, fine. She takes the top and leaves me with the stump.
Oh, John. That is...
You better call James P. Albini.
Always buy an extra.
That's exactly what I was going to say. John, when your wife says she doesn't want it, it means she wants it.
You can't go wrong with having a spare chocolate muffin later in the day anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great call. Right.
Yeah. But taking the top half is...
That is...
Oh, that's criminal. Diabolical. Right.
The homeless won't even eat the stump.
Right. Seinfeld.
Right. Top of the morning. Top of the muffin.
That is so true, though. I don't want one, and then you get one. But you do you always go extra in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If if you have an extra bagel, great later. If it's an extra muffin, enjoy it later.
Yeah. If they say, I don't want French fries, you get the French fries. And usually a large.
But it's something with the ladies. It's a lady thing.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to be seen as gluttonous.
Like when you get something and then you're like, you sure you don't want anything? They're like, no, I'm good.
It's instant regret.
And then you get it and then they're like, oh, let me. And then they want half of it. They want a bite. Can you cut me this? It's like. It's something about all women, or a large portion of them, that do that when the man gets food.
Are you saying larger women do this?
No. Just more women do it than men.
I don't know if it's a difference between women and men, because for me, it's always Santa will be like, oh, I'm picking this up on my way home or whatever. Do you want anything? And I'll say, no, I'm not hungry in the moment. But as soon as I smell the food or it's in front of me, I am ravenous for it.
Oh.
And I need it.
And then I always say to my, I'm like, why you just didn't let me have you get? Because now you're ruining my eating experience.
Right, it hurts your order.
Yeah,
because you know what you want. You order it, and then they'll say, "Oh, I don't want it." You know, I don't want.
Well, then
get
I got to cut half of the.
Then
sandwich.
You're having a half portion.
Yeah, and it's like, why? And that's why you're right for the caller there. For all guys out there, when you get food and your lady says she don't want it.
Yep.
Just get extra so you won't lose your enjoyment for your eating experience.
All right, we got to get this in here, Shimer. Legendary moments.
It's time for legendary moments.
Get the duck boats ready!
Hosted by our legend.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
And presented by Miller Lite, the legendary light beer. Because legendary stories start with a light. Celebrating 50 years of Miller time with our 5-decades-old OG, Greg Hill. On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Legendary moments of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by our great friends at Miller Lite. Legendary stories start with a light. Here's to 50 years of Miller time. Quick anecdote about Miller time. Did one summer working at a company called Lista. They were in Holliston or Hopkinton. And it was like this like assembly line type thing. Mm-hmm. And every day at 5 minutes before the end of our shift at 4 o'clock, this guy go, Curtis, it's 5 minutes to Miller time. I was like, all right, legend. My man. Anyway, Saturday, the Patriots are inducting two men into the Patriots Hall of Fame, Bill Parcells and Julian Edelman. I don't think you can overstate Bill Parcells' role in the dynasty. When you look at the players that he brought in, mm-hmm. whether it's Ty Law, Ted Johnson, Teddy Bruschi.
No, Belichick brought me in.
Oh, I thought you always said that
Parcells. Yeah, but Parcells brought me into New York. He gave me my shot with the Jets.
So my apologies.
It's true in an indirect way. Yes. Biggie wouldn't have been with the Patriots if he didn't get the opportunity with the Jets. You look at Ted Johnson.
Willie Mack, did you say Willie Mack?
Willie McGinnis. Mm-hmm. I mean, with Lauren Malloy, mm-hmm. Adam Vinatieri, kind of an important guy. Troy Brown.
Yep.
Eighth round pick, Troy Brown. Mm-hmm. Bill Parcells, in terms of roster building, is as good as it gets in the history of the NFL. Mm-hmm. Just an amazing, amazing coach. And then Edelman, a guy who may be Belichick's best draft pick. Mm-hmm. You know, seventh round quarterback out of Kent State, comes in and plays wide receiver. Win Super Bowl 53 MVP. Pretty amazing. Right. Two guys going in.
And not only the Parcells bringing in all those players, and, you know, I've always said this, you know, Parcells is unbelievable. He's the man because he gave me my opportunity. But think about what Robert Kraft had said, that he got to meet Belichick when he was on Parcells' staff.
96.
In 96, which ultimately was like kind of like the little bit of the spark that lit the fire for him to ultimately say, oh, okay, you know what, this might be the guy that I want to go after. So, yeah, you got to give Bill Parcells his just due. And I'm glad that they're doing it. I'm going to be able to go down there, and I haven't seen him in forever, so it'll be good to see him again. He's in New York, but then he spends his time in the summer because he's into the horse racing.
Saratoga.
So he's out there by Saratoga.
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing well. I talked to him. He's looking forward to it and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm excited about it. I always say, listen, man, you really gave me, you know, it's all about opportunities in sports, you know, and in life in general. And that one person who gives you an opportunity, and Parcells gave me my opportunity, and you know, the rest is history.
The way this region looks at football, it's got a Mason-Dixon line before Parcells and after Parcells. When I grew up, born in 84, the Patriots were an afterthought. When they hired Bill Parcells, they immediately sold out of season tickets, and they haven't had to sell. There's been a wait list ever since. So.
Because the thing about Parcells, I'll give a little history lesson, and I bet some of the boomers know it, Greg's age. The thing about a lot of the old school football fans around here were Giants fans because the Patriots games would get blacked out.
Yep.
So they'd watch the Giants. And so those Parcells Giants wins were a lot of fans from around here were Giants fans. And then Parcells raved about Mark Bavaro, and Bavaro was a local guy, so that added another element. That's what brought me to the table of loving Parcells, was Bavaro. So he has this connection to this area.
And tight end specifically from this area.
Well, yeah, and tight end specifically. So, yeah, but yeah, it's Julian Edelman, rightfully so. We know what he's been able to accomplish.
Absolutely. We got Breslow coming up, but if you want to attend that, see Bill Parcells, Julian Edelman inducted to the Patriots Hall of Fame. It is free. Begins at 4 o'clock Saturday down outside the Patriots Gillette Stadium.
I am ravenous for it.
That was great. I'm ravenous for Craig Breslow, and he joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.